I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan ISD is asking parents to complete an online survey. We spoke with spokesman Brandon Webb, and the first question I asked was why the survey was being conducted now.
Yeah, the last couple of years, we have changed up our survey process. We've surveyed family members and community members in a variety of ways over the years, and we've really kind of refined that system to one that generates a springtime survey. We used to focus our surveys more toward the end of the year or right before summer, and that's an incredibly busy time for families. And the other thing it doesn't allow us to do is make real-time, on-the-fly adjustments. If we're hearing a pretty broad message in the survey in some form or fashion, and it's the end of the school year, well, we've got the summertime to make the adjustment, but we can't put any of those improvements or adjustments in place until the next school year, the next fall. So we flipped to a couple of years ago to a mid-year survey or kind of a springtime survey, which allows us to react more quickly and hopefully get some of the low-hanging fruit addressed, improvements made or adjustments made, enhancements for the spring semester. And then it's all already in place for the next school year. So that's the rationale behind the timing for this time of year. It's an annual survey that we do each year, and we try to keep the surveys fairly consistent year to year so that we can compare trends. We can compare data year over year. But each year brings new topics. The legislature changes things in the classroom for us, and we want to know how does that impact our families. The district makes improvements. How did that work for folks? Do we need to make any further improvements or further refinements? So it's a really handy tool that we use, and we try to keep it very brief. I am highly sensitive, as all of us are here, about over-surveying our community. Mm. You know, every time you buy something these days, you get a survey, how was your experience, et cetera. You know, so we're trying to be careful with that, but okay, we want to gather some good intel from our community about it as well.
I know one thing that has been kind of a hot topic, especially in some of the school board meetings, has been discipline. And I know that's something y'all are hiring extra staff this coming next school year to address behavior and discipline in the classroom. Are there any questions that address that on the parent survey?
Definitely. So what the viewer or the survey respondent's experience is from essentially any mobile or stationary device, from your desktop computer, your cell phone, your tablet. You could go to the campus your child is zoned to attend and use one of the computers at the school there. You can participate in this totally anonymous survey, and the experience walks you through a series of check boxes. What campus does your child attend? And we do encourage families who have children that attend multiple campuses to do a survey for each campus. Literally, if you really lingered on questions, it might take you 10 minutes, but it's probably more like a five-minute kind of a thing, and you're out the door and you've given your feedback. And there's this very, very wide variety of topics that you can choose to sort of rate the district on, from strongly agree to strongly disagree. And then at the end of the survey, there's an opportunity as well to provide more narrative remarks if you want to write a paragraph or two about some experience that you've had. But there are lots of things like you just mentioned, fine arts, communications. You know, how do you feel like the social media interaction, the website is working for you? Do you feel informed as a parent? And so we really take a very broad approach to try to get an evaluation as to where we are in a lot of different areas, because we don't want to hit people up time after time after time. You know, here's a survey strictly about classroom management. Here's one strictly about fine arts or athletics or communications or those sorts of things. So we try to bundle everything here and give them a one-stop survey shop to give us some feedback. A couple other things I might mention, we are making it available bilingual, as we do every year, so two separate links. One is a nicely translated Spanish version, the English version, and it is completely anonymous. So, Chelsea, for example, you know, if you had a child in Bryan ISD schools and you wanted to come over and use, you know, Scott DeLucia or Bill Oliver's computer to do it, great, no problem. okay. If you wanted to use your own machine, we do guarantee anonymity. We use a third-party survey provider, and we do not collect any information as to what computer This came in. We don't really care who the person is. We care what they think and what their experience is with the district.
Brandon, let's look at a timeline. When is the survey going to close? And then when will you actually start taking a look at the information that you collect?
Great question. The survey window ends 11:59 p.m. March the 1st. So right up until about midnight March 1st, you've got an opportunity to respond. We've had times in the past where we try to do a fall survey sort of the week before the Christmas break and only gave people, you know, about a week to get their survey results in. In this case, we wanted at least a full two-week window of time for people to do this nights, weekends, you know, during a coffee break at work. Again, it's a quick five-minute exercise, and you're done. So they've got a few more weeks to go. It just launched on the 13th of February, and we'll close that down 11:59 p.m. March the 1st.
Okay, and then when will, I mean, is it the school board that starts looking at the information that is received? How does the information that gets inputted into the survey get distributed to who needs to see it?
Sure. So there's a real-time process that goes on. You know, nearly daily, the folks who are our data gurus will pull numbers and see how many results are coming in. And they're tracking that. The first day was excellent, and so I really encourage people to continue to visit our website, to look at the email that we sent to all parents with the links. You can visit any campus website or the district website at bryanisd.org and access this survey. And if you have any issues at all, really simple phone number, 979-209-1000, and we can point you to where that survey is if you are struggling in any way to find it. But
okay.
So we pull data every day on, you know, how many people are responding, and then several days in, you know, three, 4 days a weekend, we'll start to kind of preliminarily look at the results. But the day the survey closes, 11:59 p.m. I doubt anyone's going to be looking at the data right then and there, but
right.
I can promise you the next business day, we pile all of that together. We look for trends. We put it together in kind of an executive summary for our board.
Okay.
And the administration, I can tell you the person that scrutinizes this more than any other human being in the district is our superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
She will look response by response by response to make sure she has a very fundamental finger on the pulse of what the community is experiencing with their school district.
Well, Brandon, I know you already mentioned it, but let's go ahead and tell people one more time where they can go to find this survey.
Absolutely. So your campus website, if that's your first stop shop, we also promoted this on our social media channels, Facebook and Twitter as well. You'll find some posts there. And the easiest way to probably get to it is just type in bryanisd.org into your internet browser. Any browser will work, any smartphone, tablet, or desktop PC, Apple, Mac, doesn't matter. We've got a platform that talks to all of those and is very, very user-friendly. So it's a nice, clean, simple presentation on your phone. And you've got until just about midnight March 1st, as I mentioned, to do that.
Excellent. Brandon, anything else you'd like to add today before I let you go?
I think I would just emphasize that it's a commitment from the trustees and from the superintendent to really seek that feedback. And we love the positive stuff. If you have things to cheer and celebrate, don't forget to include those in the survey, too. A lot of times people are much more motivated to mention the things that they struggle with with the district. But we like to read the nice things, too. It helps us continue to stay fired up and smiling as hard as we can coming into work. But if you do have anything that's on your mind, we welcome that feedback, whether critical or very complimentary, either way.
Thanks again to BISD spokesman Brandon Webb for visiting with us today. Again, you can find that online survey at bryanisd.org or your child's campus website, and the deadline is March 1st. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.